This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Like a lot of musicians, jazz singer Nina Freelon and guitarist Scott Sawyer started their jazz careers with performances in listening rooms, bars, and even hotel lobbies, and they often worked together. Since then, their individual careers have taken off, leading to Grammy nominations and collaborations with artists from around the world. Nina Freelon and Scott Sawyer are getting back together to host two reunion concerts. They perform this Saturday at 7 and 9 at the Sharp 9 Gallery in Durham. And they're with me in the studio, Nina Freelon and Scott Sawyer. You have both been here before, but not together. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank. It's great to be here.
And this is kind of never before together again for the second time. You tell us. I'll give you some time to think about that. Tell us about playing together. When did you first get together and start playing? You know,
it was a long time ago. It was back in the past, the late '80s and
early
'90s.
I remember the past.
Yes,
late
'80s. I was there for the past.
Yeah, the late '80s, early '90s.
Yeah,
and I cut my teeth. I learned a lot of tunes. I learned. Yeah. A lot about what it means to be a singer working with this guy.
Wow. And Scott, you've been playing for a long time. And how did you get interested in jazz?
It was a kind of a natural evolution. I grew up in a house where, my father actually was a pretty big music fan. So I was exposed to John Coltrane and Miles Davis records and Lou Rawls and Nancy Wilson and Wes Montgomery. So... And other music, too. So initially I was interested in blues, but eventually that led me to other music, including jazz.
And obviously, I think in any music form, communication is important, improvisation and kind of working together. But jazz is perhaps unique in the way communication and improvisation form the foundation of this music. Am I right? Am I fair?
That's totally true.
Yeah.
That's totally true. It's the cornerstone of this music. The conversation between two people or three people or four people is
and that's why I think as I got more and more interested and experienced with jazz, I became drawn to smaller group settings and even duo settings because of that very thing that Nina just mentioned.
Well, how about if we give us an example of that right now? Would you do a song for us?
Sure. Let's go back in the day, Scott.
Right.
It's history, so watch out now. The autumn leaves float by my window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sun-stained hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear oh, in a song, but I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, oh, but didi do yawa, lo bad ya do ya do day, la do yo do, la da yo. Thank you. colors of red and gold. I see your face. Summer kisses, the sun-stained hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I'll miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Nina Freelon and Scott Sawyer, Autumn Leaves. They're going to be performing Saturday at 7 and 9 at the Sharp 9 Gallery in Durham. Beautiful song.
Thank you.
Wonderful stuff. You give workshops, don't you, Nina, to budding jazz performers about what it's like to have a career.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's a pleasure to be working with this gentleman because... There's the workshop that you give, and then there's the workshop that you give in the performance. The ability to listen is critical in this whole relationship. Yeah, Scott?
Yeah. you can't have a conversation if you're talking all the time.
Well, I have to say, when I have jazz artists in here, it's actually my favorite time because then, and here's when the one time when I'm privileged to be here and my radio audience loses something by not watching the two of you or the four or however many I have, the kind of communication and the kind of eye contact and body language that goes on among jazz performers is a real treat. And I'm sorry to say we're not Facebooking live right now.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's great stuff. And how has it changed, though, in terms of making a living at this particular business, Scott? How have things changed, or have they, for jazz artists?
I think it's harder, quite frankly, to make a living if all you're going to do is perform creative or non-popular music. And jazz is really not popular music if you look at the numbers. I think there's more, as far as Durham goes, I think there's a lot more good musicians in the area now than there were, a lot more younger musicians because of the schools. I don't know if there's that many more places to perform or even as many cool places to perform.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The money hasn't really changed much in the last 25 years. So in my case, I'm happy to also be an adjunct instructor at UNC and ECU, and I teach at the Durham Jazz Workshop, and I play with a lot of different people. I have my own group and write my own music, but I'm always interested in collaborating with people who are about the music.
Will you do another song for us now?
Yeah,
sure.
Let's do it. This can't be love. Oh yeah. This can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrow, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spells. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eye. This can't be love, because I feel so well. No sob, no sorrow, no sigh. this can't be love. I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just to hear it beat. This is too sweet to be in love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes.
Scott Sawyer, this cannot be love. Then why do I feel so good? That's what I want to know. Good stuff. Good stuff. Nina, you know, you both have successful careers. You've been going all over the world, Grammy nominations, living here in Durham. How does it shape your music choice, your song choice, the way you approach jazz? I mean, living in a place like Durham?
I think so, probably in some ways. You know, Frank, marrying well is the secret to my success.
Well, me too. Me too. I mean, I'd be in jail by now if I hadn't married well. So,
saying?
You know, yes.
I just, when I think back at the days, back on the days when Scott and I were working at places like Capper's and Pie Wacket and the Velvet Cloak. And you remember the Velvet Cloak?
Yeah, I do now. Right? Yeah, with
right?
The pool.
Now, were they all in Durham or are they just in the
in
area?
Raleigh.
In Raleigh, okay.
You know, lots
Chapel
of
Hill.
Chapel Hill, a lot of Durham spots, Crook's Corner.
Oh, yeah.
I had no vision of this moment. Okay, I had no real. Did you, Scott? I didn't.
I don't remember.
No, right.
You got to aim high to someday dream of being on the State of Things, I guess.
This is true.
You got to aim real high,
this is
actually.
True. This is true.
I'm sorry.
But when David Vai and Ben Sewell. And Scott and I were gigging around town, and when Scott and I were doing our duo work, we were just in it for the love of the music, man. And I learned a lot of tunes back then, a lot of tunes. The Sheraton on Thursday night, I sometimes say that in the show. That was the truth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A lot of tunes under the radar of fame and, you know, people having expectations about what you should do. I was just gathering
that,
a repertoire,
that
right?
duo gig we had at Capper's, it was every Thursday for
a
year,
Thursday,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, you learn a lot when you have a place to go every week, even if everybody isn't listening. A lot of people did listen to
us. They were listening, and they were like 2 feet from you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you know how you're doing.
And, you know, when it's just you, you know, a guitar player and a singer, and you're improvising. I mean, you're playing these tunes that we've spent time learning, but we're improvising. It starts to kind of happen over time, and I don't know that that's something you can rush. It just has to happen as it happens.
You can't make it. You can't make it happen. And there are nights, then, frankly,
wouldn't happen.
Yeah,
it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, it's like anything.
You know, I'm told that we have little videos going out on Twitter right now and Insta Story. So I said no Facebook Live, but in fact, our mugs are going out over the big wide web.
Oh wow!
Didn't
know it.
So that's all good stuff. So if you're on that, turn us on. And you can see us. You know, it's a funny thing. You talked about the playing these gigs and then doing improvisations around probably standards. And Branford Marsalis was on not long ago talking about how we got to the jazz standard because we live in a country where if it didn't have words, we weren't gonna make a record. And so we ended up having, quote, jazz standards around songs we know because Americans wouldn't buy records that didn't have words.
Yeah,
kind of
that's true.
The
truth? That's really true.
Well, that's good because otherwise, where would Nina be?
That's right. That's
right.
That's right. That's really true. And And Scott is a very lyrical player. You know, when you talk about the information that sort of comes out of your instrument, he knows the words to the tunes. And so that influences, I don't want to speak for you, but I think that influences the way you play, the choices that you make.
Yeah, because it's more than just the notes on the page. If you know what I remember the first time I looked at the lyrics to, Stardust, and I felt like I had been punched in the face. I mean, it was so amazing. That's such an amazing song. I mean, you know, the melody and chords alone are beautiful, but the words are just almost heartbreaking. And so I don't know all the words to the song. I'll make this short. I saw Dexter Gordon at the Village Vanguard back around 1982, and I'd never seen him before. And when he got up on stage for the second set, he walked up to the mic and he went, "My heart is sad and lonely." And then he played Body and Soul. And that's how he introduced each tune. And that kind of clicked for me, like I need to at least know what the intent of the songs are if I'm going to really accompany a singer.
I'm going to leave you a little bit of time to play us out and tell everybody that Nina Freelon and Scott Sawyer are going to be playing at where are you going to be?
Sharp 9 Jazz Gallery on October 22nd, next Saturday.
Two shows.
Yeah.
All right. So you can also go to our website, stateofthings.org. You'll see all that information. Thank you so much. I'm going to leave you time to play this out, but thank you very much.
Thanks for having us, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, Nina Freelon and Scott Sawyer.
Drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wild. I can hear.